Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's the story that's everywhere this morning. Oh, everyone's got to be talking about it because, you know, everyone cares about it, I think. Hashtag Royal. Oh, everyone going crazy this morning about the possible birth of a brand new baby into the royal family. Sean, don't be shaking your head.
I don't care. Why do we care so much? I don't get it.
What?
Of the 10 things trending right now in DFW, royal baby, Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, parenting do's and don'ts, William and Kate. Like, half of it is this birth.
I love your passion right there.
Yeah.
How you act as though you don't care about it. I know you care about it. In fact, you care about it so much that I got a special report just for you.
This just in, Kate Middleton has given birth to a baby boy. This is breaking news all over the world, but in particular for Shan Sharif. Shan Sharif on 105.3 The Fan. The baby was born at 11:01 a.m. London time and weighs 8 pounds, 7 ounces with already larger hands than Sean. The new baby is now fifth in line to the throne behind his siblings George and Charlotte. The name has yet to be announced, but high contenders are Arthur, Philip, and James. Definitely not Sean. Amanda Guerra, your royal reporter.
Job, Amanda Guerra.
Hand jokes from Mrs. Kavanaugh. Hey, I'm glad Gavin Spindle that she has such time to be joking.
Not breaking
around.
Stories at DFW Airport or anything.
But our flight's canceled everywhere. Yep. Go ahead and do little Sean pranks.
I just did a quick Google search on why we love the royal family. Now, I do love the royal family.
Why?
And I think the reason is it is the most famous family in America, in the world.
Okay.
It's the most famous family in the world.
All right.
But they say it's just complete.
Are the Kardashians too?
Good question. Maybe.
And why don't you care about them as much?
I think we do. I mean, everyone sits there and, I mean, we all know the name of all their kids.
Okay.
But it's human nature, according to science. It's biological human nature that we love the royal family,
right?
Because we have a fundamental desire to be social and to pay attention to people we either admire, understand, or can't ever be.
Okay.
Like, they're just born into being better.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.